Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I did that whole Thursday thing last week, I think. I don't want to do that again, right, Jay?
Thirsty Thursday.
Okay, so I'm going to have a little drink of salt water. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, 7 after the hour, enough of that stuff. It's the Good Day program, fighting truth decay in every way, every day. How about that? Write that down somewhere. Be a good promotional statement, right? Fighting truth decay in every way on every day. Or in, yeah, on every day. Good. You got it. Okay. Knock, knock. Who's there? The silly people are here. Because we have to, given what's going on, I have page after page after page of things that are distracting. I have screen after screen after screen of things that are distracting. I guess one of the things is on one of my screens is the settlement of the actors' strike. The union says they have reached a tentative deal with the studio heads, so that strike, which has kept them from making movies and television shows and all the things that we like to watch and get a great deal out of most of the time, in the entertainment universe, is they're going to be fixed. We wonder whether somebody blinked or whether it's just time. This is the longest strike, the longest actor's strike, since they've been unionized. So they have to still go to the members of SAG after the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Announcers. That's what all that stuff stands for. The new contract boosts minimum pay and increases streaming residual payments as well. There's a lot of back and forth, and the studio head said, look, this is it. Kind of reminded me of...
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, right. And I don't know that that's... Yeah, they wanted to sound tough because they're in a jam, too. They're not making any money as long as these guys are, you know, reruns and things that were in the can already are not the source. I think if you look at the end of the year at the profit and loss statement, these people shot themselves... They all shot themselves in the foot by not being able to negotiate. And so, and what it does more than anything else in a bigger picture is show you how difficult it is to come to agreements on almost anything. I watched a little bit of that presidential debate, I don't know what they call it, presidential debate, Republican debate with the five who are there. I thought it was interesting. Ron DeSantis was in the middle. I found him to be the least inspiring of the people. If I were to say who I thought was most inspiring, I don't know that I thought there was anybody that was really inspiring there. And they all keep making reference to Trump and wasting time doing that, and giving him, well, he doesn't even show up and he still becomes the main topic of conversation. I just find there's a lot of glitter and glamour there. And would-be-isms, but I still think this is anathema to a lot of the people up there. I liked Chris Christie better than that. Nikki Haley's okay. Excuse me, she was a little bit obvious in talking to the other members. Well, Ron said this and others said that. And so, what do you think? Did you watch any of it?
Oh, no, I went to bed early. I have it taped, so I'll have to... I typically don't get a chance to watch these live. I'm usually a next-day person with these.
Yeah.
But I am looking forward to checking it out and seeing everything.
Yeah, you haven't missed much by having not seen it, but it's something that is a matter of conversation on radio programs that are a little more dug into that stuff than we are. Some of the things we dig into here include events... Let's go to Texas, shall we, for a couple of things, including that rare earthquake that was a 5.3 on the Richter scale. Remote area of West Texas. Homes that were there got rattled. Residents go, oh, wait a minute. They woke up and realized that it was a little rock and roll, shake, rattle, and roll. The epicenter was about 24 miles southwest of Mentone, Texas. Which, of course, all of you know exactly where that is, right? Everybody know? Raise your hand. Okay, let's talk to Mr. Texas, James Collins, who's in our studio in Dallas. Okay, what do you know about Mentone, Texas, James?
Well, it is very West Texas. Not quite like El Paso, but it's about between, maybe about an hour between Colorado City and El Paso, I'd say.
That's very good.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Near the New Mexico border. It is. That's very... I was thinking that, too. Because I've driven through it, and I hadn't even thought about it until I saw it in the story. It's close to... It's down along the... close to Rio Grande and down near El Paso.
Exactly.
And that isn't a place where there are commonly any earthquakes. The depth of it was about 4 miles, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. And there were a bunch of aftershocks that were 3 or 4 on the Richter scale. No damage, really. Nobody got hurt. It just is a way to wake yourselves up and understand that the world is the Earth, not the world. The Earth is changing every day, every minute. We've been going through a number of scenarios, right, over the last, as long as I can remember, actually, because I'm interested in what we find here in America, what we see, what we feel with regard to the status of the planet. And you all know that because you listen with aplomb. There's a large fire also in Texas at a chemical plant, this time over on the other side of the state, down near Houston. This huge fire. And so everybody was evacuated. An explosion at this plant. This is another small town. Town of Shepherd. Okay, there, James, Mr. Geographer. Shepherd, it's a little south and east toward Louisiana, I think. I sound like Flash Phelps, who travels all over the place and always is talking about that on his radio program. But I think that's where it is. San Jacinto County. The employees of the plant were okay. There's minor injuries, but nothing serious. There was a school nearby that was also evacuated. And this is, just be careful, stay inside. Mm-hmm. That's what the residents were told of that town and other towns that could see the dark black smoke billowing from the plant.
I'm sure you could smell it.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, okay. Bunga. All right, so let's see. So shall we go? We're going around the country, elsewhere in America. Here in Massachusetts, a little rock and roll in the sackola with some people. Elected officials. Now, this could never happen. Right? 3 elected officials charged with running a sex ring? No, that can't be. Oh, commercial sex ring. Not only here, Massachusetts, but down in Virginia as well. Catered to the rich.
Catered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, where's Jeffrey, the spirit of Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah, right. I don't think they were kids, though. I don't think they were doing kids. They just, whoever. It depends on who I guess I'm talking to. I think all this stuff should be legalized, you know. You legalize marijuana, legalize all this other stuff. So why wouldn't you legalize prostitution?
Well, yeah, and this was like consenting adults. These were more like brothels than human trafficking or anything like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, but it made all the local Boston Globe, the Herald this morning, all the television stations are talking about this network. Very expensive apartments, and they advertise their services on websites. With pictures of women who are available today. With their height, weight. They don't have names, or they're not naming the people that have bought the services, because there are judges, there are police, there are business people, folks who have a couple extra bucks to hire these interesting doctors, lawyers, and elected officials, and folks in the military, college professors. And so, as they describe it, this is the headline reads, commercial sex ring in Massachusetts. And then the subtext of the story is catering to wealthy and well-connected clientele. Business is booming. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, am I being too lighthearted on this? I just think it's a big thing because people are talking about it, but I don't see it as a big thing. Right.
Yeah, it's one of, like, they got caught, they got busted. Again, it's not a human trafficking situation. It's more of a brothel situation. And I keep thinking about what Charlie Sheen back in the day about paying for prostitutes, and people were always like, you're Charlie Sheen, why do you have to pay for sex? And he's like, I don't have to pay for sex. I pay them to leave.
Leave. That's true. Yep. That is what he said, and that is what he did. Whatever happened to him, anyway? He's just kind of disappeared, hasn't he? What do you hear about Charlie Sheen anymore?
I feel like the last thing we've been hearing about Charlie Sheen was one of his daughters, he and Denise Richardson, why do I forget her last name? One of their daughters got on OnlyFans. Yeah, one of their daughters is on OnlyFans, and I think he was against it. She was in support of it, and then she ended up joining
herself. What's OnlyFans, for those who don't know? What's OnlyFans?
The adult website for, it's not always sexual things. Sometimes it can be more innocent, but
Okay.
It's where anybody can be a porn star.
Hey. Hip, hip, hooray for that. All right, see how much you've learned already in this quarter hour of the Good Day program? And now I have something else to tell you about the facts of life when it comes to your weight loss program, your thinking ahead so that you don't get stuck in a bind as we get into the holidays and you start eating and you think, at the end of this next couple of months, why didn't I go to toploss.com and get started on a program with Calitrin? Well, you can do that right now. Lose weight the natural way and get the benefits of the friends and family. Buy 90-day supply and get another 90 days for somebody else in the same deal. Somebody in the family, friend, help yourself to health. Go to toploss.com.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I've got sunshine. You know that, Jay? You have sunshine?
On a cloudy day.
Yeah, right. That's cloudy where I am. A little chilly. It's 34 degrees. We've had a couple of frosts, but it's going to be in the 40s today with the rain. And then, the people that are hysterical in some of the news media. Yeah, it's going to snow today. No, it's not going to snow. A little bit of sleet in the mountains, and that's it. Okay, so that takes care of that. Now, this is not about, well, it is the kind of the trending gossiping thing here in this neck of the woods in New England, the Northeast, the possibility of, No. But elsewhere, people are talking about Alec and Hilaria Baldwin. Hilaria with her cucumber. What is that? How Jennifer loves to say.
And Jen does the best impression of Hilaria.
Yes, she does. Yeah, right. Anyway, a lot of people think she's a big phony. Anyway, to add to that, apparently there's a new series about their family that Alec and Hilaria think people will be interested in. So I'm going to assume that, I don't like to assume because I think that does make an ass out of you and me, but I'll tell you the story and you can decide for yourself whether you think this is must-watch TV right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmacy.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Okay, so this reality series about their family, Alec and Hilaria. I think her real name is Hillary, right? And she just changed it.
Hillary, yeah. And then yeah, she goes by the Spanish version, Hilaria.
Oh, that's right. And they have seven children. They all seem to be named somewhat with Hispanic names. So they're going to look into the family. Are you excited to hear about what goes on? I suppose it's another maybe train wreck TV show.
Yeah, a lot of curiosity from people. They're pitching the behind the scenes.
Well, she had six children. Are we going to see if she has stretch marks? She probably has stretch marks, right? She had six children. Six of the seven came out of her womb. So maybe there's a stretch mark, or am I being too facetious?
And they did. She did use a surrogate for one of them. I think it was the 3-year-old and the 2-year-old are, I want to say, like months apart, like relatively close. But they also have, how old is Ireland now that he
27.
Has with Kim Basinger? Yeah.
With Kim Basinger. 27. Yeah. I met her and him once at a convention in New York City. It was hot summertime. They were in shorts. She was, I think, like 12 years old or something, 11, 12 years old. Kind of interesting. But she was obviously interested in being with her father. And, you know, how many children, you know, that age would go to a convention? It was a political convention.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, this is...
Well, and she was an only child for so long.
Yeah, right. Apparently, Alec, both of them were on a program with Kelly Ripa, and that's when they started talking about doing this. So I think people will have a good time with him jumping around, and the nannies, and the children, and they all have great personalities. Mm-hmm. And
big
so here he is, famous TV and movie star with his wife and all their children. Whoopee! What could be better than that? Right? 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, a gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile fur balls. She'll come to trust the calm of your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down softly. That's why so many cats freak out when people go to pick them up, because they know the end result may hurt. Handle them gently. They'll be your best friend. Remember, they're just little guys. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Defense officials say the United States conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Dave Collins has more.
President Biden ordered the strike in response to the drone and rocket attacks on the U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that have left dozens injured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel in the region.
A diabetes drug from Eli Lilly is getting approved by the FDA to be used as a weight loss drug. The drug is called Mounjaro for diabetes and will now be called Zepbound when used for weight loss. Zepbound was shown in trials to yield over 20% average weight loss on higher doses over a 72-week period. That would make it the most effective weight loss drug on the market. The FDA approved the drug for those with obesity. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tell anyone else, but you're our number one.
And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
My favorite songs of all time. This is something I could listen to at least once a day. Muggies, crank it up there, James, will you please? Daydream Believer. There's the right wind up right there. Oh, what can it be? Daydream Believer. Homecoming. Like most of the Monkees songs, the lyric line meant nothing. Didn't made no sense whatsoever.
But it was perfection anyway.
Yeah. That was the whole thing. Here's the perfect example. This is why stuff like that really helps to set the tone for the day. And that's why I am the way I am on this program and kind of in life, too. That's why my grandchildren like me, because, as my grandson Miles says, Gramps, you're so silly. I think that we need to be silly. And the monkeys were the epitome of silliness. The Partridge Family was, too, around the same time. It wasn't as silly as the monkeys. The monkeys were just silly. And the songs, for the most part, are just silly. But why not? There's that chorus line and the way the music crescendos. And it, listen, when you listen to that, it just feels good. Right? Play it. Let's crank it up again, Ginger. This is, yeah. Cheer up. Cheer up. You are a dream believer and a homecoming queen. What does that mean?
Nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just rhymes.
I just like the walk they did. Where they put their arms around each other and then they walked diagonal overlapping their legs. That was amazing.
Yeah. It was fun. All right. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. It is the 9th of November, isn't it? Huh? 9th of November. Almost one-third of the way through the second to the last month of the year 2023 already. We are wishing through that, wishing and hoping that we'll have a new year that'll be somewhat better. Don't ask your astrologer about that, though, because that's not what he or she's going to going to tell you. With Pluto and Aquarius or wherever it is. This is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Did you know that wagon wheel tracks from the Oregon Trail are still visible today?
Really?
In the grand scheme of things, you know, probably not the most important thing, but those people, the Oregon Trail was the most used way of getting from St. Louis, shall we say, or the East, the Midwest, out to the West Coast. And so the Oregon Trail, something that is sort of epitomized in a lot of movies, where there was a television show around the 50s and 60s starring Ward Bond, who was a great friend of John Wayne's and in many of his pictures, and he had his own show as well. Matter of fact, that there were two TV shows that were offered. This is another Do You Know and Do You, Did You Know or Do You Care? John Wayne, when he was at his heyday, was offered two TV shows, and he didn't want to do either one of them, so he set friends of his into the position of being the stars of the shows. The first one was Gunsmoke. That show was designed specifically for John Wayne, and when they went to him to try to get him to go for it, he said, nah, I don't think so, but here's my double, James Arness. He's probably going to be good for that. And the rest, as they say, is history. James Arness became one of the wealthiest men in Hollywood, kind of along the same mold that Oprah did. He became an owner of the program. It was on for 22, I think, for until Law and Order came along. I think it was the longest running television show in the history of the medium. And so he became a very, very wealthy guy because he was Marshal Matt Dillon. And that was handed to him on a plate by John Wayne. Same is true of the television show Wagon Train, which John Wayne didn't star in it. Ward Bond was the star of it until he died of a heart attack. Isn't it funny? Why do I remember he died of a heart attack taking a shower? I have the slightest idea why I remember that, but I remember. And then John McIntyre, who was also a well-known Western star at the time, became the leader for four or five seasons of Wagon Train. Anyway, so that's so much about that. This goes back to the mid-1800s. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people made this journey to the West Coast, and it was nothing but treacherous. They started in Missouri, went through Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho, and then on to Oregon. So you can, if you take the trail that still exists over the mountains, about 300 miles of it, as a matter of fact, the heavy wagon tracks can still be seen. If you take that tour, you can see it. I thought that was kind of that was interesting, because we all know about the Western history of our country.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and one of the ways they taught that in school when I was in school was we had this computer game, the Oregon Trail, and and you were basically some of the family members, and you would see if you made it or if you died and the different things that from which they died. Mm-hmm. And isn't it the Donner Party who had to turn to cannibalism?
Donner Pass.
That, yeah.
Remember that?
Wasn't
yeah,
that part
Donner
of the Oregon
Pass.
Trail?
Yep. How about that? Pretty good, huh? How does that make your, is that going to make your day better? Maybe not, but it is pretty curious, pretty interesting. When I was thinking about coming back on, I always like to think about some different way of getting us into the discussion, and I was thinking, because we're always bottom of the hour, top of the hour, you always come in after the newscast, and this is a news talk program. We talk about what's in the news, but I like to expand upon that because there are so many other things going on, even though you don't hear it, you don't know it, and some of them are legitimate news stories that the news media hides, and some of them are just things that are practical that find their way into good conversation with people. Because don't you get sick of talking about politics and war and the other things that are part of even our culture these days? However, there are things going on like the airstrikes in Syria made yesterday, attacks by the militias, Hezbollah, which is backed completely by the Iranians. At some point, the Iranians are going to have to eat their dirt, if you know what I mean. They're as much behind the problems in Israel with their hatred, the Ayatollah's hatred for... the average Iranian doesn't hate the Jews, the Israelis at all, but the Ayatollah does, and he's the supreme leader, he's the religious leader. People mock him and laugh at him. If you're caught with that, you know how... not so much in Iran, but in some of those other areas down there. There's a real distinction, there's a real difference between the educated people in Iran, the doctors and that ilk, and the people who are religionistas, if you will. Anyway, so there have been a bunch of strikes in Syria in the last couple of weeks. There have been some that have been in Iraq, in certain areas of Iraq, where after the war, some of the militias, the bad guys, moved in from Iran and took over little pockets of the area. Those stories don't get covered very much either. Is this dangerous? I would say it was pretty dangerous, frankly. I think this is a dangerous place and a dangerous time. And it's epitomized by the way the war is kind of broadening out into areas that are not just where the Palestinians are in Gaza, but the Syria, messing around over there, headed to Iran, and even places we still occupy, Iraq, to a point, not much, but there still is. And we have a presence there. And so if I get off onto that tangent, I'll spend the rest of the segment grousing about George Bush and that mess that he created. So let's talk about something else that has to do with the Air Force. The leaders of the Air Force have gone to Congress asking for a law to protect nuclear launch sites from the new energy source, one of them, wind turbines. Listen to this. This is fascinating because you never would have thought about this, frankly. There are vast fields of underground nuclear missiles all over the country. I guess most people know missile silos are here, there, and everywhere. There are hundreds of them. And they are rarely known, talked about, or disturbed by much of anything. Maybe there's a cow or two wandering around from some guy's ranch. That's about it. But now Congress is being told that there is an unexpected danger that may affect the future or the validity or the workability of these silos, these missile silos.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the big wind turbines that you see if you go down the 10 headed toward Palm Springs from Los Angeles. There are thousands of them, literally thousands of them, as you come down the 10 and you get closer to Palm Beach. They're about 10, 12 miles to the, kind of to the north and the west. I'm thinking about it as I drive down. Yeah, that's where they are. They're growing in number all across the country. This is where we're, kind of shooting ourselves in the foot with all of this stuff regarding clean air and the environment and yada yada. So what's more important is the question here. You can all decide on your own what you think is the most important thing. Do we protect the silos, or do we protect the atmosphere by building more of these wind turbines? Most of the time, they're on farmland. I know that there are some people that are farmers, folks that I know that have put them, you know, off to the side. There's a lot of stuff on farms, solar power. I'm doing that on my farm. I'm going to do 3 acres of solar power on my farm. But if you put these up and they're in the way of the launch sites, hello.
Yeah.
And like why isn't this thought of? Why didn't somebody think about this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this chain link fences around them. For the most part, and probably there shouldn't even be that, because if you know this, dangerous, it's like Area 50, what is it, 53, 54, 51, whatever it is, it has these danger signs, keep out all around. Of course people want to get in. If the sign is the big fence up, oh, right, you want to get in. Let's see what's going on. Anyway, they have military helicopters that fly around to sort of protect these areas where the silos are. So if you build a lot of wind turbines, it reminds me of a scene from some movie where they're going through, what's that movie? Anybody remember the movie? There's a movie where the bad guys are chasing the good guys and they're in helicopters going through one of these wind turbine fields. You remember that? Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but there's one. James is researching it right now, so we'll have the answer in a moment. Anyway, the Air Force is asking Congress to pass legislation which would create a 2-mile buffer zone all the way around every one of the sites. And even the folks who want wind energy are for this because they understand the underground silos need to be protected. They're all over the place. Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, Colorado, Nebraska. So, at any rate, but I thought you would want to know that because those are your tax dollars at work, so to speak. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Meet Joe A, hi. Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
It's 53 after the hour on the Thursday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Time now for food, farm, and family news brought to you by Progressive. Progressive Insurance is there for your motorcycle, for your boat, RVs, everything that moves. Want protection on the road, on the water? Check it out. You can favor yourself, right? Help yourself to savings. 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. So Jay posts every day the information and also the audio, right, from the Food, Farm, and Family Gathering.
Yes, there's a Food, Farm, and Family podcast.
There you go. All right. So today we feature a celebratory fried chicken sandwich, because today is National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. Bawk, 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 bawk. Chick-fil-A says they invented the fried chicken sandwich. You know, that company's been around since the 1940s after World War II.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the guy who founded it, I think it was actually his father who founded it. It was a local thingamabobber. It's very, you know, we have Chick-fil-A over here. We have a company in Europe called Nando's. Anybody who's been to England or been around the continent or been down to Africa, someplace, I don't know why they don't have them here. Actually belongs to a family that I know well from South Africa, the Enthovens. The two sons started Nando's, and it's kind of a ripoff of Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A isn't in Europe, and Nando's isn't here. Maybe that's a trade-off, because I think they use the same seasoning or whatever that thing is. You know, they always say with Colonel Sanders, right? That's a secret recipe. Well, right now, Chick-fil-A is doing better. This is not an ad for Chick-fil-A, but they're doing better than Colonel Sanders. Maybe people are tired of Colonel Sanders because it's the same old, and Chick-fil-A put a new spin on fried chicken. So you can't go by. I was I was in Los Angeles over the weekend, and it's like going to the whole. You can, what do they say? You can't swing a dead cat, not hit a Whole Foods market. Well, the same can be said for Chick-fil-A. They're all over the place. Anyway, this is a great marketing thing for them. The inventor of the fried chicken sandwich, or Shrewsbury if you prefer, is probably just as shrouded. He's that the stuff is all hidden, right? We don't want to, that's a big secret what they've done. Can you get chicken dumplings at Chick-fil-A? What do you get at Chick-fil-A besides chicken sandwiches? You got to get something.
I have never been to Chick-fil-A. I'm not sure.
You can get chicken nuggets. You can get, for breakfast, you can get a chicken biscuit. You can get grilled chicken sandwiches, grilled nuggets. It's a lot of nuggets and a lot of...
So it's like chicken anyway, shape or form.
It's basically chicken anyway. Yeah.
Right. Marinated in buttermilk, spices. Deep fry. All right, so the chicken.
Well, the Popeyes chicken.
What is that? I don't know Popeyes. I know the name, but what do they do that's different there?
I'm not sure what they do that's different. They just is one of those things that apparently they didn't have a fried chicken sandwich, and then or they did, and then they took it away, but then they brought it back. Either way, back in 2019, like, people were waiting in line, and there was a national shortage for Popeyes chicken sandwiches because when they did start selling them. It was just, people were so excited. People loved the Popeyes.
So you want me to spoil all of this? I can easily spoil this for everybody. Because I have been to a slaughterhouse, and I know what they do to the chickens. There are two different kinds. There are chickens that are used for chicken sandwiches, and there are hens that are laying eggs. They're two different, they're the same, they look the same, and they act the same, but they aren't the same. Most of the chicken that you get at Chick-fil-A or Popeyes or wherever you get chicken are about 90 days old at maturity. They never move. They are put into sort of racks. They're fed by an automated thing. They just stand there almost like it's not even really like they're alive. They're there as a commodity. And at the end of 90 days... these big warehouses that are built into chicken sort of factories, 36, 37, 38,000 chickens every 90 days. They get hired by Purdue and Tyson and that ilk to grow the chickens. They're told what they're going to be paid. And at the end of the day, you don't want to know how they're prepared because it is gross.
It's heartbreaking.
And awful. It's just gross, frankly. But those of you having chicken for breakfast, planning on having chicken for lunch today, or maybe chicken for dinner, it'll affect some people and other people won't care about it. But anyway, there's the history and then some of National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. Aren't you happy you're listening to Good Day? 59 after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.